praise God. Yeah. You preach this gospel, you'll get banned. Jesus said, know that if the world hates you, it hates him first.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They banned me. Just free advertising. Y'all are quiet. Hey, man, we got to take when things come against us like that, we got to take it as count it joy.
Yeah. Yes.
We got to count it joy that we're counted worthy to be banned from YouTube. Bye, YouTube. Adios. We own our own websites. You won't ban me on that one.
That's right. Come on.
But God, if we bought it, belongs to us.
Amen.
That platform's mine and yours and God's. Hallelujah. We're going to be rejected by the world. The world don't love us.
No.
I'm not against the world. God so loved the world, he loves people.
Yeah.
He really does love people. He loves them. He loved us while we were sinners. But the Bible says for me and you to come out from among the world, be separate, don't
Amen.
It? See, we live different. We're different. We think different. We believe different. We live different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We believe. Hallelujah. I mean, there's people that sits in church year after year and don't get born again. I don't understand that. How can you be under the gospel? How can you be under the gospel? Only way that I can see that a person can do that, the God of this world has blinded their heart and mind. The Bible says that the word being preached, not mixed with faith, profits nothing. So if you're in here or you're on the internet listening and you're not sure if you're born again, you best get born again.
Amen.
We're living in the last days. That trumpet could sound any minute, and I mean, Jesus could step out on the clouds of glory, and they ain't but one person, the people that's going, are born of the Spirit of God. Even though God loves you and loves the world, loves lost people, there ain't but one way in, and his name is accepting Jesus as the sacrifice that was slain before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
Somebody told me one time, they said, if God's a God of love, why does he send people to hell? I said, he don't send people to hell. They choose to go.
That's right.
Amen.
They reject Jesus. They reject salvation. They choose to go. It's not God making anybody go to hell.
Right.
Hallelujah. See, I mean, if you're not born again, you're spiritually dead.
Right.
If you're not, your heart is not walking after the Lord, you're spiritually dead this morning. You're bankrupt spiritually. You can't see the things of God. You can't see into the kingdom of God. The things of God. Somebody believe. I mean, just like me believing that I've got COVID subdued. If you're not born again, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Right.
You might know what I'm saying, but you don't understand. I got it subdued.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm.
I done whipped all the things. The Bible says everything that is named has to bow to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And YouTube don't want me stepping on COVID. They want COVID to stay. But we, the church, we are making it bow. We're making poverty bow. We're making sickness bow. Hallelujah. We're making it bow to the authority that God's given us. Hallelujah. I done drove out arthritis 2 or 3 times. I'm 50. I'm never going to have it. Well, the doctors tell you you're going to get it. They'll tell you. They don't mean to. They go and they study. And all they study is what medicine to give you if you need something for your ailment. And that's the best they can do. And that's, I'm not knocking them. Praise God. But I know something that works deeper than anything that you can get on the planet, and it's the anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burdens. It's the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
It's the power of God.
Amen.
It's the power of God's word going in our ears and down into our heart and becoming alive. And just like Sandy said, she realized she wasn't living on the word. Somebody's hoarding up because they're afraid there ain't going to be no food. And she got right in the flow of it, not realizing it, and then brought it out and thought, God, I'm not trusting you. Now, if God leads you to be like Joseph, store up for 7 years, do it. Fill your cabinets and all that up, but fear is under our feet.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
Fear's your enemy. Fear's not a friend. Well, it causes you to use common sense. No, it don't. It causes you to run when nothing's chasing you.
Right.
The Bible says the wicked flees when nobody's chasing.
Yep.
But the righteous are bold. They stand up, but God, come on, bring it on.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Bring it on.
Bless him, Lord.
Somebody said one time, well, you know, I mean, people, that they'll tell me, man, you know, people, messed up people's drawn to you. I think they was drawn to Jesus.
That's right. Come on.
Some people just anointed. They can't handle messed up lives coming into church. I can. I'm like a wrench. I'm like a monkey wrench. I can adjust myself.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, I'm not just a 9/16. I'm all them in between.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I believe messed up people draw to me. I believe they draw to Jesus. I believe they draw to you. Hallelujah. And if we ain't but that deep spiritually, we can't handle it. Well, praise God. They got trouble. Their lives are messed up. And when they tell you about it, you're like, oh, dear, give me a gun. Shoot all of us. We all go to heaven. But buddy, if you're in there with the Lord fasting and praying, seeking the Lord, subduing sickness and disease, subduing COVID and variants and the next flu and whatever else is coming, praise God, that's what got me banned.
Come on.
And I'm telling you to subdue it.
That's right.
They don't want it subdued. They want it to control and manipulate your life. Satan wants it to keep going. I'm not talking about no person. So don't go get off like I'm talking about some person. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, the Bible says. Against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Well, they do use people to rule, you know. But our fight is not against them. We're not standing against them. We're standing against principalities and powers that are carrying these things, fear and lack and poverty and sickness and wrong thinking and wrong doctrine. Hallelujah. We stand against that through God's word. And we have the authority to stand in it. Therefore, the anointing comes on us. And we are anointed by him. Greater is he, the anointed one in us, than he that is in this world, praise God. Now, I'm totally against sickness and disease in your body.
Yep.
Now, you can keep it limp around and get some sympathy if you want to, but it's a lot better to be healed and don't need all that, praise God.
Yeah.
And walk around blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed is the fruit of my body.
Thank you, Jesus.
That Bible says it. Hallelujah. Give me the first scripture, Beth, when you get done. He that hath my commandments or my word and keeps them. Somebody say keep them.
Keep them.
He it is that loves me.
Yeah.
And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He said, the man that takes my word and keeps it in their heart, gets it in their heart, I'm healed. He that has my word and keeps it in their heart, I'm healed. 1 Peter 2, by Jesus Christ, I was, I am, I is healed. He that does that, how's he going to manifest himself to me? Healing. Come on, somebody. He said, he that takes my word, my commandments, and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will make myself known to him. I will manifest myself to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
But now we can't water down the word in our lives and thinking through the media. I can get all discouraged. I done been kicked off the streets for the first time in my life. For preaching.
Come on.
Giving out tracts. I done been banned on YouTube. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Woo! You fired me up, man. Boy, you can't ban the word. You can't block the word. I got it on the inside of me. He that is that has my command, he done revealed himself to me. But God, that no weapon of formed against you will prosper. Now you've got to come to that point in your own personal life, taking that word. He's going to manifest himself to you. I'm not weak. I'm not broke. I'm not discouraged. I don't ever get discouraged. They tried to discourage. About the worst thing tried to discourage me is preacher won't give me the TV box nowadays. That's it. I mean, my cars can blow. I've set up. I don't even need a truck, but I just save some money, and I just thought, well, I want another truck. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this has been going on 3 months, and then won't nobody message me back about a truck. They message me back, yeah, we'll get with you. They don't get with me. And I'm like, man, I want to go look at a truck. Travis, hope it ain't Tennessee, Dad. He goes, I look at them in Tennessee, man. I'm going to ride to Tennessee and back. Check the truck out.
Bless me.
I kind of got discouraged. I thought, what's wrong with these people, Lord? I got cash money. I ain't got to run to the bank, man. Ain't nobody. They must not think I'm real or something. Now, I believe God shut them doors. I believe he did do it. Shut them. I picked up Facebook. I thought, I'm about to get sick of this.
Come on.
You ever get sick of shopping, ladies? None of y'all.
Yep.
I shop on the couch, Mac. Marketplace. Ooh, yeah. Shop through there. I shop on the marketplace. And I thought, my God, here I am. You know, well, I did get this one truck and I was going to make a deal. And I go in there and get my money out and I go, I thought, I was like, ooh, I can't let nothing. I can't turn loose that money like that for that truck. And I thought, you know what? I've been redeemed. That's what it is. I've been redeemed. Now, used to, you don't have to handle that money yet. I'm at another level. I go to the bank. It's real easy. Call the bank. Hey, the time is here, blah, blah, blah. And they go, see, you so I could, $15,000 truck, I go jump right on it. But now, that don't hurt me. But when I got my cash, you know, I'm like, man, that envelope's going to be thin when I get back. I told Teresa, I said, I'm going back to the safe. I went and put it back in the safe.
Amen.
I count my money. I thought, I feel good. Then it go right back to marketplace. And I'm like, man, I can't leave this alone. Flesh.
Yeah.
All it is just flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah. Know what I got to do? Do a little fasting. When that flesh is trying to ruin you, fear and you know, self-pity and wrong choices and all that, go doing some fasting. Fast before the Lord, you know. Do without food, fast, hallelujah. You know, I remember one time I taught my church to fast, but I got a lot of it off TV, you know, like Jensen Franklin and, you know, John Hagee Ministries and some of them good ministries I listened to in between church, you know, afternoon. All of them talk about fasting. I thought, well, bless God, I'm going to be a giant in the Lord. I'm going to have to fast. I'm going to fast and pray. So quickly the Lord put me in somewhat in the church and got me busy in ministry and different things. And so I thought, praise God, I'm going to fast. So I'd fast every week. Every week I fast every week for the ministry. Got to thinking, got to feeling like a ritual. So I would do it on Tuesday, so I swapped it up to Thursday. I fooled the old flesh, see. I thought I'm not even going to let my flesh know. I'm just going to do it Thursday.
Right.
You're going to get up hungry Tuesday. We don't eat. But you know what? I would do that. The fasting is to not realizing that I'm quieting this flesh man. Not really realizing that I'm doing something spiritually in my life that is going to cause me to subdue darkness and cast out devils and, praise God, I'll be preach on the street, see miracles. Hundreds of people I've won to Jesus. Not even knowing what I'm doing other than just I'm seeking Jesus.
Yeah.
And then back then, I got so busy. There was an economy downfall in 2001, I believe it was. I don't remember what it was. But after it was all over, somebody asked me, they said, did that hurt you financially? I said, what? You didn't know about the recession we just went through? And I said, I ain't had time. I'm so caught up in the Lord and ministry and fasting and praying and 24/7 Christian TV in my home. I didn't have no news. I didn't even know nothing about it. So it didn't even affect me. I'm like, really? We just had one? Yeah, a lot of people suffered. I said, well, I'm in a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says I've entered into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. See, you've entered into a kingdom that can't be shaken. Now, if you ain't in this kingdom, you're going to be shook.
Right.
You're going to be rocked by the kingdom of darkness. You're going to be bombarded from the gates of hell. You're going to be tormented over things. You're going to have fear of dying. You're going to dread going to the grave. Hallelujah. I don't fear dying. The Bible says for me to be absent this body is to be present with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't even fear. The fear of death. Death was swallowed up in what? Victory. If you ain't careful, torment you. You'll start thinking about they're going to put you in that box, man. Shut the lid. Some of them want some balls. I'm like, no, man. You know, what if I'm alive and I might get out if I'm just in a coffin? If they put you in a vault, man, you can't get out then. See, it'll torment you. I've heard of them think to put them in a grave. They opened their eyes, man. It wasn't dead. Hallelujah. He says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that I love the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. I think about it all the time where the Lord brought my life. I put it on Facebook just the other day, you know, and I put it on there just thankful to the Lord. And I put it on there. I said, I'm always going to remember I'm not going to quote word for word. Where I come from, I'm thankful to the Lord today that I'm not where I'm at by because of me and my strength. I'm where I'm at today because of the Lord and His will in my life and my choice to yield and surrender to His will and believe Him for the strength to do His will. Well, I like to think about my marriage. I'm blessed. I told Teresa not too long ago, I told her, I said, I know what I fought and won. I'm happy. I'm in my victory lane. Because you know how the women are.
Well, I think we need to work on our marriage a little bit. I mean, spend a little time together. And, you know, I mean, we don't spend time like we used to.
I'm married all the time. Well, you know, not like, well, God, I'm a happy man, but God. Now, I don't like to lay around, you know, like butter. I told somebody the other day, I said, what y'all need to do is have a little bit of problem, you know, with the breathing. I said, what y'all need to do is remember when you first fell in love, you know, go and y'all sleep together with your heads towards one another and suck one another's air all night.
Well,
I said, you'll wake up refreshed. But I'm in victory. I took the word of God and I said, God, you hate divorce. I won't preach divorce is okay here. Never will I do it. Never. Amen. Never. I believe you ought to be led by the Lord. I believe everybody ought to be led by the Lord. I believe you need to marry the man or the woman that God has for you. And I mean, make a commitment, come hell or high water. You ain't never backing out of that marriage, but God, regardless of how you feel. Hallelujah. That God is against it and stand in the anointing and fight for it. Hallelujah. And teach our kids and our grandkids that. We don't try marriage. Now, you used to in the Bible, it should be like that today, but God kind of changed it in the new covenant. We picked our kids, women and men, that they're going to marry. We picked them. I wanted to do it with Travis, but he done good, Beth, come to the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Aubrey, 6 years old. I mean, if she even mentions makeup and stuff. I told her one day, I said, I'm going to go tell Grandma. No, it's just pretend, Papa. This is kids' makeup, Papa. Well, what I'm saying that is we instilling in, not just them, in this church. I preach it in this church. Hallelujah. Let God keep them, keep their hearts in love with Jesus and not have to have a clique and all this to fit in with the flow of the crowd and all of that, and have some confidence on the inside that I don't need makeup. I look good. But God, I make clothes look good.
Come on.
I mean, praise God. Well, I'm just saying, I have that confidence. I don't have to have, I'm not going to dye my hair. Ain't nothing wrong with dyeing your hair. I told somebody one time, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, everybody got their hair dyed about it. I said, I'm going to dye mine purple. Purple. I like purple, man. Y'all would trip out if I come in here. Pastor, God, what is wrong with him? No, man, I'm just being y'all. I just want to change, you know, just to change. Teresa wanted to keep the gray out of my beard one time or something, you know. Going to dye me up, you know. Did you dye my hair?
No, it was just a goatee.
Just my goatee, you know, turn a little white there. And boy, she did that, locked down, whatever it was, and it looked like Johnny. Johnny, it was black, man. I look weird, man. I mean, I got tan hair, and it got in my skin or something, and it done something to my skin, you know, it dyed it too. Hallelujah. I'm in there scrubbing that, boy. You won't scrub that stuff, but she got the good stuff. So I told her, no, and she's going, you want me to do it again? I said, no, I'm going to be natural. I'll just be natural. I was turned white. I got wisdom, man. That's wisdom. Look, you got some wisdom. You got some wisdom going on. Hallelujah. But see, the world wants to mold us, but God's word transforms us. Amen. God's word transforms us into what we already are after we're born again. We're not the same people. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. All things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new, and all things are of God. And God begins to take his word as we pursue him in fasting and praying and meditating on that word, listening to preaching, and we begin to become who he says we are.
Amen.
I mean, I don't think lightly of, I mean, I can help the banks make transactions. Man, I'm kicked out of 8th grade. I had a mustache, man. I slept through the 7th, kicked out of 8th. I'm down there with them little kids, man. I'm still down there. I'm not bragging on that. I ain't got no education. But I got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Word of God that says that His Word, Lord, I put your precepts in, and I became wiser than my enemies. Wiser than my teachers, he said. That's why I go to the bank, I tell them, hang on, we can't do that. And I say, that's not in the Bible. I can do all things. That's not even in the Bible. I told the bank that. I figured the transaction. I'm sitting there and I'm like, how do I do this, Lord? And the Lord give me wisdom. I'm telling you, he'll give you wisdom. I called the bank one time and was going to get a truck. They called me and they said, you better come get this truck. I said, why that? They said, somehow, I don't know. We tried to figure this out. We're going to have to pay you $3,000 cash. We're going to have to give you a check for $3,000 if you get that truck. And we can't figure out how that happened. I said, get my truck ready, get my paperwork ready. I went to the bank, got me free. The bank paid me $3,000 to get the truck.
Hey, man. Bless you, Lord.
Instead of me borrowing $3,000. They gave me $3,000. I'm like, I don't know if that bank's stupid or what. The anointing, it's the favor of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
it's just the favor of God. Called one time, and I don't encourage nobody to borrow money. I mean, better to owe no man nothing, to believe your way till you can pay cash. You know, don't depend on, just keep stay where you're at. Just believe God. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking, that's healing. Mm-hmm. I feel good today. I ain't got to rely on the bank. But God, I got some money, man, and Teresa's got the rest of it. I got a little bit, and she's got the rest of it. But you know what she told me the other day?
Now, if you want some money, I got a little.
I said, I don't want a little. I want all of it. She ain't got a job back. She don't even have, like, what you would say, a job. She knows how to believe God. She wanted screen doors on her house whenever we moved over there. Didn't get them in. She brought her an offering. Did you give an offering to the Lord? She brought an offering. She didn't tell me nothing about it. She brought an offering to church to the Lord and told the Lord, I'm planting a seed for my doors. I mean, I just got that by I want to buy a screen door bug. She laid it on me thick. Well, before you know it, I'm like, well, let's go to Lowe's. You know, get them doors. You ready? Let's go. I got ready all of a sudden. Money came in, praise God. And here we go taking off the Lowe's. And then she tells me about it. I sowed a seed for that. She learned how to bypass me on stuff. I mean, those God's bigger than me, bigger than that. It wasn't that she was in rebellion. It's just, she sowed a seed, believed in God, and God come through with her screen doors. And I like them. You can leave the door open without skeeters getting in there and, you know, stuff now, praise God. But you know what? He says, he that keeps my commandments, he that has my commandments, you ought to apply that to your marriage. The word. You ought to go around saying, I got the best married, one of the best marriages on the planet. Well, I'm not married and I wouldn't have a man. Why are you rebellious? You don't want to be told what to do? Is that what it is? Ain't nobody going to tell me or I'm going to cook around him. Well, maybe you're rebellious. Mm-hmm. And God's going to send you one. Mm-hmm. He's going to send you one of old school. We ain't going out to eat all the time. That's dumb. I thank God for my wife. She cooks, man. She cooks. Good to cook. Good to cook, ladies. Amen. It's good to cook. I would have got me some Chinese food. Cost me $24. Used to, I'd get mine in Teresa's for $24. Cost me $24. I'm like, well, we're going to have to cook. Man, it cost me $45 to eat out. I can just imagine if you got five kids. Mm-hmm. Go to Jack's, cheapest place in town. Go to Jack's, man, you come out and $75 in the hole. Okay. I'm minus $50 in the bank. Had to write them a bad check. Praise God. Well, I know we in church.
Come on.
We got to get back to keeping his command, whatever the Lord tells us to do. You know, Teresa, she's in there standing in my closet looking to see what Jesus wanted me to wear this morning. I used to be like, she's a little weird. I don't care if you wear blue jeans or what you wear. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's got with her heart wanting to honor God, wanting me to look like God wants me to look like, dressed like he wants to. She still does it after all these years. Do you iron my socks?
No.
But she irons everything else.
I'll leave church
clothes. Church clothes stuff. She don't even like me to wear dirty clothes to work the next day, Mac. I like to wear them for 2 or 3 days, man. You know? The only reason why I like that is because I got to clean my wallet out, my keys out, and all my stuff out, lay it over there, you know, and then I got to go pick it up, put it in the... Why can't I just leave everything in my pants and wear it for 2 or 3 days?
I said 30.
Well, see there.
You got to look good on the job.
She's right. I work for Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me the next one, baby. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his word, his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In other words, he was telling them, if y'all will follow me and keep my word, I'll not let none of this sickness and disease come on you. I'll keep you from it. I'll keep you from getting sick. I'll keep you from getting the things that the world gets. I will keep you.
Amen.
That's what he was telling them. And you know what? He's the same God today. He's the same God today. The Bible says, only with my eyes shall I see the reward of the wicked. If I'll keep his word, that's what he was telling him. He said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, if you will hearken to, if you'll hearken to tithing.
Yep.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm not trying to get, I don't need your money.
Right.
I just absolutely don't need your money.
Bless him, Lord.
But if I will hearken to tithing, he'll keep poverty away from me. I'm telling you, he'll cause me to be blessed. I am blessed going in, going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the fruit of my body. Neighbor come up there the other day, and you won't work. You know, I asked him, I said, what are you on disability, man? No, nah, man, I haven't signed up for 4 years. How old are you, 55? Damn. Why don't you get a job, man? Well, my body, you know, aches and stuff. I said, it's because you live in a house all the time, man. I've been up here for 3 years. You barely get out of the house. You're going to ache, home. Well, if I laid around like that, I'd need four cans of WD-40 I'd have to drink them, man. Just to get lubed up to get out of the house. Hallelujah. You know? And so he's up there. He comes up, man, I need to work. I said, okay. I said, come on in the morning. I thought, bless God, I didn't want to tote that big pile of 2x6s out of there. And so I went over and I told him, I said, odd man, I said, see all these 2x6s right here? Yeah. I said, I want every one of them out. And I said, I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going to get the tractor. And we're going, he said, we're going to drill. He said, we're going to dig post holes. And I said, yeah, I need you to go over there and get them post hole diggers. He said, you going to dig them? I said, no, you are.
Bless him, hope.
I'm paying you, homeboy. You want to work? Well, then good. You're going to work. I said, I'll be back. Well, I did go get the tractor and back and put the driller on it. I thought we ain't using postal diggers. I thought I'd kill old dude. But I got back, and amazingly, he's an amazing worker. He got all them out, and I thought, good Lord, he don't need disability. This dude can keep up with me, man. Praise God. He just didn't know he could. He just needed somebody to get him out. And Benny Howe was standing there talking, and he said, how much you owe on this land? I said, it's paid for. You already got this paid for? I said, yes, sir, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I said, everything I got's paid for but a little bit on my house. But God, I'm blessed. I said, Jesus has made a way for Scotty Weston up here on this mountain.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, I need to go to church. I need to go to church. I said, well, no, we need to get this post hole right now. We go church late. Right now, man, we done built a half a barn, man, put up posts and all that in 2 days, praise God. I told him the other day, I said, you can stay if you want to. I got to go. I got to run to Gadsden and back, praise God. Oh, no, man, I'm going to run the house over and get me a painkiller. I can go a little bit longer, but I got to go get me a painkiller. I started saying, give me a couple of them if they help you that much. So he goes home on his break, man, gets him a painkiller, and he comes back, and he's up there, and now he's done geared up a little. You know, he pulled the trigger down. He's trying to rub the thing in, had it in reverse. And Travis said, I think he's got it reversed. The screw gun was in reverse. And so I told him, went around there, and I said, man, something's wrong. He said, you got it in reverse? I said, man, you done smoked the building up in there, man. You done burnt two before up. Like, you done nearly set the barn on fire. You got it in reverse? I don't think so. He had his tongue sticking out. And I said, you go bite your tongue off. Look at that tongue in there. I'm having fun, man. I told him, I said, you want a biscuit? He said, you want a biscuit? I said, well, I don't know. Do you want a biscuit? Well, I mean, I could eat one. I said, what you want to drink? He said, I'll take some coffee. He said, but you might have trouble with that. There ain't no lids down there. And I said, well, listen, man. I said, I'm going to get me a coffee. I said, it's called cappuccino. It's cold coffee. No, I can't drink cold coffee. I said, what? I said, man, it's pretty good. It's cold coffee, man. I said, I'm going to get me one of them. I said, at least it is coffee. No, I'm getting in there, and I thought, man, I ain't carrying him back no coffee. The Lord said, get that boy some coffee. And so I got him some coffee, and sure enough, there were some lids. I thought, well, oh, praise God. And then I'm standing there, and I went, and putting me some creamer in there. I thought, I don't know if he wants cream or not. And I put some in my front pocket. I thought, I ought to get him a whole gallon here, man. I'm playing for this coffee. The Lord said, don't get more than you need. So I got back up there and I told him, I said, he said, good God, What all did you get me? I said, I got you some hot coffee, man, and I got all of that. He said, was that, did you put that in your pocket? I said, well, I bought the coffee. I figured the creamer comes with it. Did you have to pay for it? I don't know. I ain't bought none. I don't drink hot coffee. I said, so I just figured creamer and coffee comes together. I said, do I need to go back down there and ask him if I need to pay for it? He said, nah, but you got a whole bunch. I said, well, that's got to think the coffee was a dollar or something for that cup, man. You need some milk, don't you? Shoot, I ain't drinking no coffee without milk. Fill it up. I mean, I put half a glass of milk, rest of it coffee, and 3 or 4 teaspoons of sugar if I'm going to get coffee. I'm going to barely taste the coffee. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know what? I'm living a good life. God has pushed fear. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of... He said he would keep me from these things from coming on me and coming on you, but God, in the name of Jesus. But we can't just sit back and say, well, God, he can do what he wants to. You know, I mean, I had somebody tell me the other day, well, maybe some of God's people that had the COVID, he's trying to teach them something. I said, you ain't been going to the right church. God don't use COVID to teach his people nothing. God expects his people to slam dunk COVID. Cast it out. Hallelujah. I mean, I pray for people all the time. They recover quick. And they're like, well, we wasn't sick too long. And I'm like, glory to God, I ain't no tell them. I pray for a speedy recovery. Man, I'm on Facebook. Somebody got sick with COVID. I just bind it off of them right now in the name of Jesus. They're linked to me. They're on my friends list, you know. So therefore, that gives me an avenue. That gives me an avenue that I can sit wherever I'm at and I can bind that thing and I fully expect them to recover. You're just now finding out that I do that. I do it. I do it. People with liver problems and heart problems and lung problems and hallelujah. I hear it on TV and I'll go about, I pray for y'all. God, those partners that you've linked to me, y'all are partners in this kingdom. And I lift you up and I bind principalities and powers and lack and stuff off of you. I expect you to be blessed. I expect you not to get sick. I expect you to increase. I expect your marriage to get better. I expect your body to line up with the Word of God. I believe that what I release out of my mouth, led by the Spirit of God, that it goes out and don't return void.
Amen.
I believe when I tell the angels of God that excels in strength, hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord, I believe when I tell them, go out, God. I told God this morning, I said, thank you, Lord. I'm fixing to shift gears on my garage doors. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, you will shift countries if you have to get my supply in, Lord. I thank you, Seb, I've got to maneuver on in here because I'm not wrestling against prince of flesh and blood and door companies and principalities and powers. And God gave me that finish. And God's going to be in control if I let God in control.
Right.
I'm going to start speaking to that mountain, praise God.
Amen.
Speaking to it, hallelujah. Why? Because he said, he that has my word and keeps it, he it is a lovely. And I'm going to love him. And then the Father will love him and manifest himself. How's he going to manifest through it? In the things that we're believing him for. He's going to make yourself real to you financially. You ought to believe for your house to be paid off if it's not paid off. You ought to lay your hands on your house when you leave it and say you belong to me and not me in the bank, bless God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Begin to praise him for it. You need to lay hands on your body, praise God. I mean, Caleb was 80 years old and told God when they got to Canaan at 80. He told him, give me my mountain. He named a mountain that he was going to give Caleb when he got to Canaan land back several years earlier. And Caleb wanted that mountain, wanted that ministry, wanted that at 80. See, I'm 54 and I'm like, when I see something 80 years old, I'm saying, that's not my destiny. I go look at them 95s that been believing God and they're still strong. I'll be like, yeah, what you been doing? I've been eating that manna from heaven, boy. I've been walking with God a long time, boy. I used to my papa on my mama's side, The old man, I had to go, he had glasses that thick. He looked funny, man. When he looked through there, I mean, if he was in the dark and jumped up, went boom, I mean, you would jump out the window, dude. Because his eyes looked about that big round, them glasses, you know. But I'm telling you, that old man, we'd have to go fishing. He couldn't see out of baby's hood, man. So we'd be having to bait them. And I'd be like, man, I hope you don't catch nothing for a little while where I can bait mine. I'd be dragging them in, you know. Finally, I just laid, I was about 10, 11 years old. I just laid my reel rod down because of Papa, he catching them fish faster than me. But anyhow, he talking to God the whole time. Oh, boy, the Lord been good to me. Boy, if it hadn't been for the Lord, and the Lord did this for me, and the Lord did that for me, I'm out there and I'm thinking, I wonder who he's talking about. We go fishing for Papa. But God, he talking, and then we spinning out with him. And later, and I mean, he just talking to God. I mean, talking, you think, wonder who's in this ring. You would think he has absolutely got somebody right beside him, sitting on the side of that bed talking to him. He talked to God 45 minutes. And he just keep talking to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for long life. The old man, he lived up in his 90s, or I don't remember how old, but he was, I remember him as being a bold, just strong, on up in age. You know why? He served the Lord.
Amen.
The man served the Lord. Hallelujah. My mom did. Mom went to church till she married Daddy. And then none of them went to church. So I found out a lot of stuff, praise God, after I got born again, that churches, I was took to church on and off. I never knew that you could lay hands on yourself and command your body to be healed. To me, that was stupid in some of the Christians out around. I mean, they told me when I went into ministry, they told me that I'd say, well, I'm an evangelist. They said, well, you need to get you some cards made up. And I'd be like, why don't I want to make cards up? Well, I mean, you know, how am I going to get them cards to them? I got to go to my church. They'd be like, well, you know, I mean, you're an evangelist. I mean, evangelists go out. And, you know, if you don't go to different churches and visit with different churches, you know, and make yourself known, how are they going to know about you? Now, that makes sense in the natural. And so I told them, I thought about this scripture, come out among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I knew that's the way you did business. But you know what? The Lord told me one time, he said, them cards are not what's going to get it. He said, your reputation's what's going to keep your business strong.
Amen.
Yeah, I called me just last night, one of my brothers, and he was talking about another guy that I've did business for a long time, and he got a price on some doors, and I was $3,000 or $4,000 higher on doors. Well, he used my ticket and went ahead and used another company and got the doors. Well, about 6 months go by, something happened to the doors that he got from the other company. He called that company for 3 months and couldn't get that company to come back. And so then he calls me, and he apologized to me for not using me. And I say, hey, it is what it is. Well, I went over there and made my money that I would have made, and it cost him double to fix the door. Well, his buddy's going to build a building. He told him, he said, don't use nobody but him, man. He's higher than everybody else, I tell you right now. But he has good doors, and he'll come back and fix them. And so sure enough, that dude, he told me, he said, well, you're higher than so-and-so. I said, I'm not in competition with so-and-so.
Right.
I said, I know what I give for the doors, and I know what I back up, and I know what I'm doing. Right. And I know how to do it. Well, he used me, but about 5 months later, he's having trouble on one of the doors, and I said, leave it open. I said, I'll be there tomorrow. Well, he was telling me last night. He was saying, you know what? It kind of shocked him that you showed up. He said, because he knew that he called that other. See, what I'm saying is the hand of the diligent will bear rule. And that reputation right there, and so I told him, I said, I'm not getting cards to let everybody know I'm an evangelist. If Jesus was big enough to save me and my marriage, Jesus is big enough to let people know. And I've been to Georgia. They limoed me to Georgia to preach at a Baptist convention thing. They brought all the Baptist leaders. They didn't let me get the congregation. They brought all the Baptist leaders around. This was believing God. Somebody had a tape and sent a tape to Georgia that liked the way I preached. I didn't even know nothing about it. Then they called me up. They drive me all the way up there. When I got done preaching that day, I preached about Christ in you, the hope of glory. And those guys, I preached about laying hands on the sick and they recover. They got me in a van and took me to the hospital. And I mean, these Baptist dudes were laying hands on the sick. Boy, they going through that hospital. Finally, I told them, I said, hey guys, y'all want to take me back down there? I got to go to Alabama. Y'all can stay here all night. They got fired up, Johnny. They got that word on the inside of them. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Healing belongs to you. I'm talking about spiritually, financially, emotionally. Praise God. We're not defeated. We're not at the mercy of the world or our jobs or the government. Or, you know, just like Sandy, she thought she wasn't going to be able to give God any more money. What a heart. What a heart. What a heart. She's been a giver long as I can remember, buddy. She believed in God and all that, and look at her. She done got herself all healed up, got her Social Security going. She can make all the money she wants now. She's getting double paid.
That's right.
Thank God was. I mean, that was awesome, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage you. Stay on the front line. Stay in the heat of the battle, man. You know, I went and put some I'm gonna close the lid. I was in a hurry. Travis, I told Travis, he got upset with me back under us having him dig up stumps with a track loader, dozer. And he getting upset. He down there, so he dug a big hole. I mean, you could have pulled a truck off and buried it in there. Well, he stripped the bolts out on one side of the final ride. So I'll go up there, take that thing down about 3 or 4 hours. Take about 3 or 4 hours to get it down, pull the whole thing out. It's got the clutches in there. I thought the clutches were gone. But anyhow, I thought, oh man, it just stripped them off. That's all it done. So I finally got all the bolts out of it. And I thought, hey man, I already got them bolts. So I go over there in my service truck and pulled out my 7/16 bolts, and they were just the right size. Put that thing back together. 10 hours later, went to using it again, and it stripped them off again. You know why? They was weak bolts. I didn't realize I needed cased hardened bolts. So I went through 16 hours to learn that hardship sometimes and patience pays off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Made me appreciate that. When I put him on again, I said, you better take it easy on my machine now. I'm not going through 16 more hours. So praise God. Healing belongs to us. Take that word, meditate on that word, let that word come out of your mouth, over your body, finances, marriage, business, church, ministry, hallelujah. And I mean, don't back down. You just be like a dog with a bone. He better leave you alone, hallelujah, praise
Amen.
God.
Bless you, man.
So I want to encourage you, stay on the front line, fast and pray, do some fasting and praying, hallelujah, praise God. And stand together with one another, love one another, praise God, like we're doing, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray. And Lord, we just thank you today.